Hello, it's Friday, April 28th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio. It can be found at www.wingtv.net. Well, Lisa, tomorrow we're going to be hopping in the car, making a little road trip.
That's right. We're going to New York City, and we're going to take part and cover the March for Peace, Justice, and Democracy, which will be held in New York City, beginning, I believe, at 10:30 a.m. onward.
Right. The assembly time is 10:30 a.m. between 22nd Street and Broadway. Then there's an actual march that begins at noon that goes down Broadway all the way to Foley Square. And then from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock, there'll be what's called a grassroots action festival. And we're not real sure what's going to take place there. But I know three people for sure. They're going to be in New York City tomorrow morning. That's Lisa, myself, and Patriot Jim Kuzwa.
That's right. And although we don't agree with the agenda of a lot of these endorsers of this march, feminist organization, Rainbow Push Coalition, all of them.
And the illegal immigrants. So what they're basically doing is they're pushing a big agenda for women's rights, illegal aliens' rights, Jesse Jackson's push, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so I think it'll be Libby Lib.
Yeah. I think it'll be a lot of replay of what took place last September in Washington, D.C.
Right.
around the White House. So, as Lisa said, we don't agree with everything on their agenda, but we're going to have our 15-foot 9/11 World Trade Center controlled demolition banner with us, and we're going to spread a little 9/11 truth. And from what I've read,
it's sorely needed, apparently. If you look at what they have to say on their website for this, there's nothing at all about 9/11.
Right. Well, and that's the same way as it was in D.C. last year. You can find the website at www.april29.org. All the information's there. So if you're in the Pennsylvania, New England, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Virginia area, and you want to go up there, it'll be a beautiful day.
Right.
And if it's any kind of reflection of D.C., where there were 250 to 300,000 people, I think the streets in New York are going to be full tomorrow.
Well, they're certainly going to be hopping. You know, the whole thing about this is, if you want to attack the lies of the war and you want to get to the heart of the matter, you have to attack the lies of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
That's the crux of the whole mess that we're
in. And I've seen over the last week or so that there is going to be some type of 9/11 faction there at this rally tomorrow. I don't know all of the details, but we did see in D.C. last fall, we saw quite a few 9/11 signs down there. And this is what we need, because the anti-war movement is huge,
right?
Organization-wise anyway, in comparison to the 9/11 truth movement. And I bet there's as many people that know about 9/11 truth. It's just that the organization isn't what it is for the anti-war movement. And so what this does is, when we hold these big banners up there, it allows them to see that there's more to this equation than just stopping the war. I mean, we really have to go at the gut of this whole thing, at the crux of it. And 9/11, when 9/11 took place, the world changed.
Right. And, you know, it's not just about 9/11, but when you publicly confront the lies of 9/11, you're confronting all of the lies. And I would be very surprised if some members of New York 9/11truth.org were not at this event tomorrow.
Right.
So
yeah,
we will see.
Yeah, definitely. So this leads us now to the article on the Wing TV homepage. You can find that at wingtv.net. And the title is, Why Isn't the Patriot Movement Organized? And we begin this article by saying that, what if your neighborhood had no type of police force whatsoever? Okay, none. Now, not only would there be anarchy and so forth, but say that you could contain your community without a police force, okay, any kind of law enforcement whatsoever. Then all of a sudden, there was a community a few miles away or whatever, and we just picked a random name, Zazafrak. And they said that in 5 years, they're going to invade your neighborhood and take it over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lisa, what would the odds be that if there was no standing police force and no organization, what do you think the odds are that when this community called Zazafrak invades, that the neighborhood's going to be able to thwart their efforts or fend them off.
I think it would be zero.
Yeah, because there's no organization whatsoever. Now, what if a few people realize that with no organization, they have no chance whatsoever to fight back against their enemies? So a few people start trying to rally people together, get some type of organization so everybody can become unified for a common cause. But when they started talking about this, all people said was, protesting and rallying is ineffective. It doesn't really change anything. Or they say they really don't have the time to do it. They don't have time to go out. Or they actually denounce you
right.
for trying to get organized.
Or they let their paranoia and suspicion dictate what they're going to do or not do.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. On top of that, what if the media in your community did absolutely nothing to try to get people organized? They
right.
didn't spread the word. They didn't post anything. They didn't run any articles. They basically ignored it.
Right. They didn't encourage anyone else to take part in it. And,
right.
And if that's the case, how do you even call people like that leaders?
Yeah. So.
of anything.
So, when the 5 years pass, okay, and this community called Zazafrak says, all right, we told you in 5 years we're going to invade. We're going to attack you. And they start storming across the city limits. They start coming through your streets. And after 5 years, there's still no organization. So they come through, and they're raping, pillaging, burning, beating, shooting, killing. And the people that didn't organize whatsoever, what defense did they have?
Well, none. And they could basically kiss their community goodbye.
Right. So Zazafrak took them over and enacted what's commonly known now as a police state. They put a police state in place there because there was no organization to ward them off. Now, with this little analogy in mind, let's turn our attention to the Patriot Movement. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And I says, of all the groups in existence in this country, the Patriot Movement, I would bet, is the least organized, the least mobilized, and has less of a game plan than any other group I can think of.
Right. Even though over the years, more and more people are being made aware of what's going on and know what's going on. They're just, we're about as organized as we were 4.5 years ago.
Yeah. And as we mentioned on the show a few months
overall.
Ago. Yeah. What if a business was started and after a couple years go by, someone comes up to them and they say, well, what's your business plan? What are your goals? What do you want to accomplish? And they're like, we really don't have a business plan. We don't really have any definite goals. And we don't really have any way of even getting to where we think we want to be. Now, some people say, we want to defeat the New World Order. Well, what did that mean? What does that really mean? When they say we want to defeat the New World Order, that's not a game plan, that's just a concept.
Well, and if you look at even the endorsers, okay, for example, of this march tomorrow, they, all these different groups, United for Peace and Justice, the NOW organization, U.S. Labor Against the War, all these different groups organize because they know that there is a greater strength in numbers, that they become a force when they unify to fight for their cause. Their whole thing is to fight back
right.
for their cause. When are we going to unify and fight back yeah. for our cause?
Now, in all fairness, a lot of these groups
yeah.
are funded by right. actual New World Order
absolutely.
Luminaries like George Soros and so forth. So,
but still, you look at them
right.
and you see that they know they have to come together to unify, to fight for what they want. Why can't we do the same
yeah.
for the truth?
So as we brought out in this article, we said, think about it. Think of how many groups are organized. The government's organized, for sure.
Uh-huh.
The CIA's organized.
Right.
The military's organized.
Right.
The mainstream media is certainly organized. Then you have, how about the illegal aliens? Look at the types of rallies they've been able
yeah.
to put together over the last few months. In Los Angeles, 500,000 people. Phoenix, Arizona, 500,000 people. And this upcoming Monday, they're going to have Shut Down America Day, where they don't want to buy any American products. They're not going to go to work. They're not going to go to school. These people have mobilized.
Well, it's folly to think that to entertain the notion that we're going to get anything accomplished if we don't organize in some way.
Right. Well, let's keep going on. The blacks are definitely organized. You have the NAACP. You have Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition, on and on. The women, National Organization for Women. The gays are certainly organized. You have abortion groups, pro and con, that are very organized. Gun owners.
Religious groups.
Yeah, you have the NRA. Religious groups are certainly. You have the bankers.
Mm-hmm.
They're so organized, they created something called the Federal Reserve System. They were competitors that came together and organized.
That's right.
You have the oil companies. If you look at gas prices in the hometown we live in, every single station has the exact same price except for one, which is 2 cents lower. Now, you don't think the oil companies are organized, do you?
Even the groups that we're fighting against, the New World Order groups, the Zionists and then the Jesuits and then the other groups involved, they're all organized. They don't necessarily like one another. They're competing against each other in many, many ways. But they're all working in conjunction toward their common objectives.
Right, yeah. With the Israelis, you have the ADL,
right.
You have the B'nai B'rith, you have the Jesuits, of course. How about the unions?
Mm-hmm.
The workers are organized. The peace movement, of course. The lawyers and the doctors, they both have medical professions that keep people out so they can make more money. And there's thousands and thousands of others. As we say in the article, even the pro bowlers and your local chess club are more organized
than the Patriot movement.
Than the Patriot movement. So the big question we have to ask,
it's really pathetic,
is why? Why isn't the Patriot movement organized? And what it what's most curious is that some of these leaders of the Patriot movement and the alternative media have been doing this for over a decade, some of them for 12, 13 years, and still we have no organization. So you have to ask, what have these people been doing all this time? We've only been doing Wing TV for a little over 2 years, and we've been calling for organization basically from day one. These guys have been doing it 10, 12, 14 years.
They're not calling for any organization. They're content to sit and keep doing what they've been doing for another 10 years.
Exactly. So,
which is nothing except increasing awareness.
Yeah. So these did they stop 9/11? Have they done anything? How about the 10th anniversary of Oklahoma City? There was literally nobody in the Patriot community except for a few people like the American Free Press and a few other radio show hosts that did anything to promote this. This could have been one of the biggest events ever, and every one of them ignored it completely. Now, how can that be? How can that be?
Or talked about it after the fact.
Right. What if the anti-war movement had this event tomorrow and 90 people showed up for it? Wouldn't that be dismal? Wouldn't that be pathetic? Yet never has the Patriot movement had a rally or a protest where there's been more than a couple hundred people at most. Ever. Ever, ever.
Right. And we don't understand how you can call these people leaders when they're not leading anything.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything.
So we have to take it a step further now and ask, do you think it's any accident that the people who are the most knowledgeable about the New World Order are also the least organized? Do you think that maybe the New World Order luminaries like it that way? And do you think maybe they put certain people into very influential spots in the alternative media?
Very strategic positions.
Precisely so that people don't become organized.
Right. We've said it before. It's not hard to imagine that the mainstream media is infiltrated. The alternative media has been infiltrated too. And could you even conceive, perhaps, that some of these people that are in this alternative media and Patriot community are serving a role far different than what they publicly portray to you?
Exactly.
And to me.
I mean, who is most potentially dangerous to the New World Order? It's us. It's the people that have studied the New World Order. It's all of you listening to this show or watching Wing TV or logging on to these other sites. We're the most dangerous people out there. So, with that in mind, do you think the government and the plutocrats have a vested interest in keeping us deliberately unorganized. Well, of course, because if you look at their modus operandi in the past, you see that they've done this in the past.
They have a vested interest in keeping you inert.
Right, right. If you look at the anti-war movement of the 60s, that's when COINTELPRO was formed, and they deliberately infiltrated it to break it up. If you look at the Black Panthers and any of these other radical groups, they were all, even the Patriot Movement in the 80s and Elohim City in the 90s were all infiltrated.
Right.
So the government...
Look, when our intelligence agencies want to topple a regime or destabilize a country's government, they go and infiltrate it from the inside in order to destabilize it. I mean, they do the same thing whether it's large scale or small scale.
Yeah, they're doing it in Iran right now. That's what we talked about on our show yesterday. So if they have a history of infiltrating groups to either split them apart or to keep them inactive, do you think they would ignore the Patriot Movement and the alternative media? They've done it to hundreds of other groups, but they're going to ignore this one.
That's absurd.
Right.
Because the ripples of 9/11 truth and a lot of this other New World Order truth have been spreading out wider and wider. And if you think that they haven't noticed this paid attention to it, then you're also deluding yourself about that.
Yeah. So do you think there's a possibility that those people who most adamantly refuse to organize could be the same exact ones who have been put in place for this very reason by the New World Order?
You really need to think about this.
Yeah.
Because a lot of you email us and say, well, I'm aware and I'm enlightened, but you're not looking at some of these people with open eyes. Some of these people that you revere are actually people, I think, who are serving a far different purpose
in this
whole community.
And who do you think these supposed leaders would be that are put in place? Well, they're the ones that never partake in or promote activism. They don't attend the rallies.
They don't encourage you to attend the rallies.
They don't go to the protests. They don't post anything. They don't cover them. And they don't spread any information. That the 10th anniversary of OKC enraged us and the organizers of this event to such an extent, because considering that one of the hubs of the Patriot Movement is Austin, Texas, the state right beside Oklahoma, and they did practically nothing to get people up there, is an embarrassment
beyond
words.
And even Alex Jones said after the fact that maybe he should have done more.
Yeah.
He should have talked more about this event prior to it. Maybe you should have covered it, Alex. Maybe you should have encouraged people to go to attend that event.
Yeah, and if these people say they don't want to take part in 9/11 activism, then in all honesty, how can they be called leaders? Because as Lisa said before the show, doesn't a leader mean that it's a person of action? And, okay, let's get back to now what Lisa brought up a minute or so ago.
How many leaders do you know that are inert besides Bush?
Yeah. How about
brain inert?
How about George Washington? Did he start the American Revolution by saying, well, I think what we need to do is educate ourselves? And then in 10 years, he says, well, I think really what we need to do is spread the word. We really need to educate ourselves.
We need to just keep reading more books.
Yeah.
And then, listening to other people talk.
Yeah. And in 10 more years, George Washington says, nah, we don't need to organize or get... Let's just educate ourselves. Well,
let's just get smarter.
Yeah. Well, that's what these individuals that don't want to organize in the alternative media do. They keep repeating a mantra over and over again to you. They say that we need to educate people. We need to spread the word.
And they'll come up with a gamut of reasons why you shouldn't go to these events.
Yeah.
They're not effective. They don't do anything. They have no impact.
Yeah, they actually fight against organization. And yesterday, when we had Visigoth on our show, we talked about a review for that movie, V for Vendetta.
Mm-hmm.
And the reviewer said, in all of man's history, freedom has never been attained by ideas alone. And this works hand in hand with what we've been saying on Wing TV, is that knowledge without action is useless. An example we always give is, say somebody came and told you that they were going to burn your house down tomorrow night. So you have this information, but you do nothing about it.
Right.
So they come tomorrow night and they burn your house down. Well, you're standing there then with your head full of all kind of ideas, but you're staring at a pile of charred rubble. So what good was the information if you didn't act upon it?
Right. Well, it's awesome to have ideas, but nothing has ever been accomplished through ideas alone. Ideas must be accompanied by action to become, to make themselves manifest, to become something real and solid.
Yeah. So we're going up to New York City tomorrow. I'm certain we're going to go down to Washington, D.C. at least once or twice this summer. We're going to take part in other activist events in the near future. So we're thinking, wouldn't it be a good place to start this fall? The fifth anniversary of 9/11. This is the big one. 5 years since our government and a small cabal within our government and some other intel ops and some defense contractors waged this inside job attack on New York City and Washington, D.C. 5 years this fall, September 11th, wouldn't it be a good start to get people at ground zero, like the illegal aliens did in L.A. and Phoenix, like the anti-war movement's doing in Manhattan tomorrow, like so many other groups do, the blacks and the gays and the abortionists and the gun owners and on, they all have huge rallies, but us. And what's saddest of all, Lisa, is I believe we're the only ones in the alternative media, the Patriot Movement, that are calling again for any kind of rally at Ground Zero.
You know, we all like to talk about our rights. And people like to scream about their rights. The illegals even scream about their rights. You know what a lot of these people have in common? They don't want the responsibilities that go along with these rights. And we have responsibilities in this whole thing, not just rights. We have things that we should be doing, that we need to do if we want to keep our rights, to preserve our freedom, to set some kind of standard in this country.
Well, you know, a lot of people in the Patriot Movement constantly cite the Constitution. Well, if I'm not mistaken, Lisa, isn't one of the things in the Constitution the right to assembly? The right to assemble. I mean, isn't that one of our most cherished rights, to go out and assemble and speak our grievances against the government?
Yeah, well, it involves getting off your computer and actually moving your body and going to another location and going public with these things you say you believe, these things that you say you stand up for. You can't just stand up for them on the internet. You know, at some point you have to decide whether how much you really believe in what you say you believe,
right,
and what's important to you.
And the people in the alternative media that speak the most about a police state, a coming police state, and those who spread the most fear
are never to be found at these events.
Are the ones that never use their constitutional right to assemble.
Well,
ever.
Unless it's for their own self-serving purpose.
Right. If they get a little theater where they want to promote their latest video to sell it to the public. So here's what it boils down to, is that if we can't get together for even one day, everybody as a whole, put their differences aside for one day, come together for the common cause. That's 9/11, the crux issue of everything. If we can't do that this year, then I'm telling you, it's over. It's done, because after this year, then we start going into the election, the run-up to the election of 2008. This administration is going to scatter, either through resigning, through imprisonment, or just attrition when their term is over. This is really the last chance to show our unity in saying we don't believe the government's lies.
If we publicly confront the lies of 9/11, we confront all their lies. And I don't think there's really been a major 9/11 march or rally.
Right.
They're all under the anti-war umbrella.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, which it just gets
And so then you have
missed,
little
overlooked.
Clusters of people with 9/11 signs and whatnot within that big umbrella. But what if we could have one that's the crux of it is 9/11?
Exactly. And we're going to do our part. We're going to keep talking about this on Wing TV.
Absolutely.
We're going to email this article to everybody in the alternative media. And what you have to do now is not only help us spread the word, but notice what people in the alternative media are helping to spread the word about activism and which ones aren't. Because the ones that aren't, year after year after year, do you think they're the ones who've been deliberately and specifically selected to not promote activism?
Yeah, it's very clear. In Iraq, you got people who hate each other's guts, who are unifying against their perceived common enemy. You know? I mean, we need to do this. We need to unify at least to a degree and fight back. The way we fight back isn't by just continuing to sit and freak out over scary articles and fear-monger radio programs. You know, we need to take action. We need to unify and fight back.
So what are you going to be like? The sitting ducks, the sheeple, in this neighborhood that we mentioned at the beginning of the show, they got warned for 5 years that there was going to be an attack. And they sat there and they did nothing. And when the hammer came down then, finally, they lost. They lost their city, they lost their rights, they lost their homes, they lost everything because they didn't organize. Or are you going to be one of the people that finally says, you know what? What they're saying on Wing TV is absolutely correct.
This also goes back to living a life that matters with purpose, living boldly, not contenting yourself to hide in the safe zone. Because if you're staying in the safe zone and you're walking between the lines, that's what you're doing. You're hiding.
Yeah.
And you can say you're not, but that's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, and there's people out there that are so pacifistic, so sitting on the fence, that it just is abysmal to us. And what do you want from the leaders, the quote-unquote leaders?
What about these people who say, well, they're putting their life on the line? I don't see them putting their life on the line by sitting behind their microphone, because every time we've been out at these events, we don't see them out there putting their life on the line.
Right. That's a great point. And what do you want from your leaders? Do you want them to do nothing, or should you be encouraging them to start becoming active? Tell them to get people to Ground Zero in New York City. And you know what? This isn't being done for any single person or any single cause.
No.
We're not doing this for money, and we're not doing this for any other reason other than to get people mobilized. That's it. And they'll say, oh, well, if Wing TV is going to do it, we're not going to do it for them. It's not for us.
See, that's just another way they get you to not do anything, to remain inert.
Yeah.
The fact that we might be at an event.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with us.
When we go to these events, we don't sell books. We're not making money. We're there for one reason, 9/11 Truth. And if they say, well, if Lisa and Victor are there, we're not going because it's for them, they're snowing you again. They have so many deceptive techniques. And what it boils down to is right now,
a lot of you fall for it, too.
Right now, time is of the essence.
Mm-hmm.
When the next 9/11 takes place, Lisa, there's going to be no more second chances. That's
right.
It.
Right.
It's done. It's over. If you want your police state that you've been so afraid of, by doing nothing, when the next one hits, I guarantee you, you're going to have your police state.
And what will your so-called leaders in this so-called movement be doing then? Reporting to you on the daily state of the police state?
Yeah.
Because that's what they'll be doing.
Yeah,
same thing they're doing now.
When gas is $4 a gallon and they take your homes away from you, and then you won't be allowed.
Well, then you won't have the money to buy their videos either.
Yeah, but then you won't be allowed the right to assemble. And then they'll be complaining because we don't have the right to assemble anymore. Lisa, it's now or never. There's no more excuses. We're going to be in New York City tomorrow. It's time to become active once again. Patriot Jim Kujwa sure doesn't make excuses. He's going to be here with us.
We are part of a contingent that refuses to allow 9/11 to go down in history as a lie.
That's right. We'll be back.
And we hope that you will be part of that contingent.
Yeah. I believe we're going to file our report on Sunday instead of Monday because of this event. So tune in Sunday. And if you're anywhere in the vicinity of New York City,
give that a web address so that people can get the logistics and all the information.
It's www.april29.org. I believe that the assembly is at 22nd Street and Broadway in Manhattan. That starts at 10:30. The march begins at noon down Broadway towards Foley Square and also towards Ground Zero. And that's where the festival will be, in Foley Square. So if you're up there, you see us, say hello. We're going to be there. We're going to have our banner, and we're going to spread some 9/11 truth.
Until then, I guess, Sunday, right?
Yep, we'll be back Sunday. Until then, okay. Keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you then.